He sighed and placed the newspapers on the hall table beside the grandfather clock, a feature of their middle-class home, which had been passed down to him from his mother. The clock's relentless tick-tock, tick-tock seemed to add to the anxiety that hung in the air, a foreshadowing of time lost. Steve walked into the living room and turned on the news. Jenny's heart was beating out of her chest as she struggled to remember the password to her 401k account. A sinking feeling of dread and despair came over her whole body as a wave of unwelcome fear. She felt like she had done something wrong, a sense of peril that could never be undone. The blaring news in the background turned into white noise as she stared at her 401k statement on her iPad with a sense of defeat. Her throat closed up, and she began to feel her muscles tensing and her blood pressure increasing. As she stared frozen in terror, Jenny's 401k dropped, losing more than half of its value. Her eyes watered up as her mind immediately began to flash back through 30 years of work to get where she was. Despair washed over her as she sat back in her chair. Steve sat glued to the TV screen as the Great Recession of 2008 reared its ugly head. Tears rolled down Jenny's face as she stared at the screen with a lifeless expression. She couldn't believe what was happening. She looked over at the grandfather clock, each second turning into a compounding loss. 30 years. She had given 30 years to this retirement plan. 30 years. Jenny's real-life example. Jenny is 62, and she has $350,000 in her 401k. Her husband, Steve, is a 20-year disabled vet with some medical issues. Jenny has worked at her job for 30 years, and it's her time to retire. Every year, she did what she thought needed to be done. She contributed to her retirement accounts, maxed out her 401k, and made sure she was putting enough away. She made sure the bills were paid. She made sure they lived modestly to ensure their comfy retirement. She had an advisor through her HR department that came once a year to the office where she works and spoke to the staff, but never had any type of relationship. It was more of a group thing. She just socked money away and forgot about it like she was told to do. In all normal circumstances, she was doing great. Right before she retires, the market crashed. The housing bubble bursts, and the economy is in freefall. Her $350,000 she had saved for 30 years drops to $160,000 in a flash and continues to plummet. Her home value sinks, and she's in panic mode. Her clear plans to retire are becoming blurry and seem unattainable. She knows she doesn't have enough to retire on, and she's scared she'll lose everything. She's scared about the future. She trusted her 401k would keep going up, like her coworkers would often brag about. Jenny calls the brokerage firm's customer service number on her retirement account statement and is frantically asking questions. "What should I do?" she asks. "What are my options? I was supposed to retire this year." Long and sad story short, she ends up drawing down on the remaining balance of her 401k because she needs the income to live on and her husband needed special care for his medical conditions. When the market started going back up over the years, she had spent most of the money on the mortgage, medical expenses, and all of life's living expenses. Her 401k was her only income after she retired. Her kids had to pitch in every month to help her with expenses. She didn't plan properly, and she was living out the consequence of not paying close enough attention. Jenny eventually had to pick up shifts at the nearby grocery store just to make ends meet. "How did this happen?" she thinks to herself. "Why now? Why at the end when life is supposed to be better? Why me? Why did this all happen?" The sharp truth is this: no one is going to come to the rescue. No one is going to help you prepare if you aren't paying attention to what is happening around you and following a proven retirement system that is free from risk and loss. You have to educate yourself and seek out help first. That bears repeating. You need to start paying attention to what is happening around you.